This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
There's a big merger about that's been announced that may go through AT&T, Time Warner. You could be Attorney General. It could come up on your ledger as in the antitrust department. Something like, are these big mergers going to be opposed by the Trump administration?
Well, first of all, I won't be Attorney General.
You won't be Attorney General.
So good. I won't have to decide that one.
Okay.
Thank God.
I made that clear.
So I can escape that one.
I should ask Jeff Sessions that question, should I?
It wouldn't be a bad idea, but I don't know who's going to be Attorney General.
The Wall Street Journal reported early this afternoon that the choice for Secretary of State in the Trump administration is down to Rudolph Giuliani and John Bolton. We don't have John Bolton here tonight, so I'm going to ask you some questions about...
John would be a very good choice.
Is there anybody better?
Maybe me, I don't know.
You gotta love America's mayor. Rudy is he is way too funny. And this is the deal. All this musical chairs that's going on there in the administration. Quite the process. Scott, could you imagine having the job of, you know, you got 70 days to fill 4,000 jobs? I mean, Donald Trump is going around going, "You're fired. You're fired." I mean, he's going, "You're hired. You're hired." You know, and the vetting process that they have to go through in order to, you know, fill these positions. And of course, there's critical, you know, positions to be filled. And, I like what he's done so far with Reince Priebus, and Steve Bannon. Again, the media has maligned him. They've misunderstood because of his involvement with Breitbart. And I say misunderstood. I mean, look it. You need people who are passionate and, you know what they believe in. You know, what's wrong with that? It's no different than anybody else that was in the Obama administration or any administrations before that. But with Reince, certainly with his experience and Bannon business wise, I mean, on so many levels, and he's a smart guy. It's very impressive the way this is coming together, but it's moving quickly. And, you know, and who else? I mean, you know, but Donald Trump. Donald Trump operates on about 3 hours of sleep every night. And so he's got everybody moving, and they understand, look, we got to hit the ground running. And that's kind of the mantra. Anybody that is going to work in this administration knows that it's not about vacation. I mean, he himself has said, "Hey, I'm not worried about vacations." Because they asked him, in the 60 Minutes, "Where are you going to vacation?" it's kind of ludicrous at this point, you know, going forward. He's got his hands full, and you can tell that he is respecting the process. And I think people are finding out, you know, whether it's Oprah or others, they're observing that he's rather serious, you know, going into this, that this isn't a game show, as some would try to characterize his personality. He's a businessman. This guy's a smart guy. He's been successful. He wants to be successful, and he understands there are certain elements that must be in place in order to be successful. He's had a track record. You know, I said before, if you want to know what somebody has done, what somebody will do, look at what they've done. Yes, I mean, like anybody and like all of us, we've made mistakes, but he's picked himself back up. And, and he's turned things around for his company, took a million-dollar loan from his father's, turned it into a multi-billion-dollar industry and enterprise. His children are going to be in charge of that. You look at his family, and, it is impressive. And I think that in the long run, as we get through this transition And as people, you know, get to that point, like Oprah Winfrey and others, to say, hey, let's give the president a chance. Let's give him a chance, you know. And in a sense, you know, Donald Trump struck the chord when he asked Black America. He goes, look, at this point, what have you got to lose? And maybe that's the same thing that's for the rest of America at this point. For all that you've been going through in the last 8 years, what have you got to lose?
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We appreciate you joining in on all the fun and frivolity and yes, some serious talk, too, because we got some serious matters to talk about as we get through this transition to this new administration. Of course, we continue to pray for our president-elect Donald Trump. And I would say that most Catholics and evangelicals, you know, who came out in record number, did so because of prayer. You know, I was thinking about this last night, how many people were fasting and praying within the faith community. And uncharacteristic of previous campaigns and previous voting cycles, they came out in big numbers, you know, and when you look at the history of this country, we can be grateful to people of faith who have led the way in so many areas, and have helped, this country overcome, you know, whether it had to do with slavery or any kind of injustice. It has been there and it will be there again. And I believe in with some of these topics, critical topics that we have to deal with in, the coming years. Well, with us right now, speaking of important topics, we're going to take a look at education here. Jean Allen is with us. She's the founder and CEO. Founder and CEO of the Center for Education Reform. And she stepped out and congratulated Donald Trump on his victory, called on the president-elect to unite the nation's families and communities around improving education through innovation and opportunity. Jeannie Allen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Fine, thank you.
Hey, when you look at education, you know, we look at the amount of money that we're investing in education today, and our performance compared to other countries. We can do a lot better, can't we?
Oh, we can do tremendously better. You know, what people fail to sometimes realize, Bill, is that while we are still the best country in the world and provide the most opportunities for students, mm-hmm. Barely half of our kids at any level are reading, writing, spelling, no civics, history, or geography, at the expected grade level. And so while we've come a long way with education reforms over time, we have so limited the opportunity for students to really excel in schools.
What's blocking them?
Well, there's a few things blocking them. I mean, first and foremost, that the efforts to change the status quo, what we know as traditional public schooling, is fraught with challenges from teachers' unions, vested interests in school boards associations. I mean, the rank-and-file educators and administrators across the country want change, want to embrace it. Mm. But you have powerful interest groups that spend tons of money, millions, in state capitals and the federal government, preventing people from changing the way we do business.
Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law, who just passed away at 92, was a brilliant, brilliant teacher, devoted teacher. I mean, in our community, people knew that when they went into Mrs. Davis's classroom, that it was going to be, number one, serious, and you were going to learn a lot. And what she would tell me constantly is that the system got turned upside down. It's very top heavy and very cumbersome. And she felt at many turns her hands were tied. And this is one teacher out of the classroom that I respect highly. I want to be careful about making general assumptions, because whenever there's a problem, they always, and I know you mentioned the unions, and I think sometimes we've gotten overboard here in terms of a particular interest that it's really not, and I don't know, maybe this is a little unfair, Jeannie, and you can stop me if you want or correct me, but I think maybe we've lost focus on what education is all about. It's about the kids. It's not about special interests.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. We have lost focus. I mean, when it comes down to it, every dollar that we spend at the federal or state level, and the federal government is just under 10% on the whole, but the federal government's funding is actually responsible for more than 50% of the regulating that goes on in schools. And so every dollar spent at a school level actually has some rule attached to it. And so a teacher who wants to be innovative, a teacher who wants to, a school that wants to do different things with their students at different times, cannot typically, without a lot of grief from their school districts, change the way they do things. They can't spend money at a school level. Books, contracts, programs, professional development, even the way classrooms are structured are often district-determined or district-mandated. And so you can move around your desks, but if you decide you might want to do something different with students in your class, maybe you want 30 kids in a science class, you want to break them into groups of three, you want to expose one group to a physics professor in Singapore through a computer, you want to put another group doing some hands-on management, and a third group with a parent learning and being coached. You can't do that because the union contract says you have to have a fully qualified teacher in the classroom. The school district says you have to have only a certain amount of kids in the classroom. And there's probably a ban on digital learning if that person wasn't approved.
Right.
I mean, right there is one example of why our teachers in schools can't break out of a box that's limiting our students' ability to truly thrive.
What do we need to do here, Jeannie? I mean, I'm gonna make you queen, king, czar of education. Give me 5 points that would make a big difference in our education system. What do we do?
So first and foremost, the most important thing is to release schools and school districts from the rules and regulations that limit their ability to be innovative, to provide maximum autonomy to teachers, to allow schools to do what they think suits them best, kind of like we have done with creating now some almost 7,000 charter schools around the country, which are still only barely scratching the surface, about 4% of our kids. But first and foremost, even without charter schools, allowing all school districts to have that flexibility, that requires some changes at the federal level with how we mandate how they spend money.
Exactly.
And secondly, creating the appetite for more charter-like schools, schools that start from the ground up. These are public schools of choice, free from most rules and regulations, but accountable for results. Let's allow more parents, teachers, schools, community groups, civic organizations, businesses to create those schools. Let's incentivize that from Washington. Let's release those schools from mandates that oftentimes Washington and the states put on them. So that's the second piece.
Mm-hmm.
The third piece is, why are we limiting choice to just public schools? We have private schools in this country who have basically created a generation of some of our leading business folks around the country. Many of our elected officials went to private education, and yet those that can't afford it are usually in the working, middle class, and poorer areas. We have school choice tax credits in some states. We have an opportunity scholarship right in my backyard in Washington, D.C. But every time someone goes to look for vouchers or school choice, they are hit with a barrage of insults. We now have a president-elect and a vice president-elect who not only understand school choice, but are willing to advocate for it. So,
Jeannie, let's put our bookmark right there. We're going to pick it up when we come back. We've got to go to break. We're talking education. We're talking the future of education. We're talking about unleashing this potential for all this investment that we're putting into education. Why not make it a good investment where it's win-win, particularly with our kids? And I know you would agree with that. And we're very fortunate to talk to the founder and CEO of CER, the Center for Education Reform. Jeannie Allen is with us on Bill Martinez Live. More from Jeannie right after this.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage, or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends.
Bill Martinez. Martinez live.
Well, it's time to wake up, America. Yes, the election's over, so you can... it's safe to come out now. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Jeannie Allen continues. Founder, CEO of the Center for Education Reform. We're talking, of course, education. She mentioned that, you know, I said, what are the, you know, the five biggest things we can do right now to reform our education system? Number one was release schools and administrators to be innovative. Their hands are tied up, and I know for those of us who have children in the school system right now, you ask some, you know, basic questions. You know, why can't you? These kids are, you know, they're geared electronically. They're technologically savvy. Even most amazing, you find these young kids, Jeannie, who are in kindergarten and first grade. I am amazed at how technologically savvy they are, aren't you?
They are digital natives. I have to admit, when my kids were younger, I was one of those people who locked computers and things in the closet,
right.
Denied them all those things other people had.
Yes.
The reality is we've seen it, we've studied it. They know how to access knowledge. And so not letting them access knowledge in controlled ways, at least,
right.
And in ways that encourage them to learn is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is amazing with all this technology. Why would we restrict them to a number two Ticonderoga pencil and a legal pad, right?
That's right. And there,
yeah.
And there are great things that can come from that number two pencil, but there are also great things that can come when you allow students to help dictate a little bit more of their own learning, but not in the absence of great knowledge. I mean, this is another piece that we have to remember, is that one of the other reasons we're failing our kids is because we have failed to give them access to really clear, critical knowledge about their world, about their country. We have 17-year-olds graduating that don't know when or how or why the American Revolution was fought.
Amazing.
We have adults who are illiterate, and we need to talk to them. We need to help them learn. And so there's so much we can be doing, and we can't do it in a school system, in the confines of a school system created 150-some-odd years ago.
Has this been the result of what you said earlier, that it's because it's district-dictated, it's top-down dictated, that, you know, today it's said in a broad-brush sort of manner that civics isn't taught in classrooms today, and to me that's astounding if that's true.
Civics is a small part of your traditional books and digital materials that somebody might buy from your average publisher. It's no longer required. By many states, state standards in the 90s were robust and demanding in terms of history and civics, and we've evolved away from that. Part of it unintentionally, because No Child Left Behind was a very well-intentioned effort to hold schools accountable for all the money they kept getting. But what it did is it ended up defaulting to simple math and reading texts and assessments. And by the way, that math and reading assessments weren't and still are not exactly content rich.
Well, you know, and that's amazing because you say, look, at it, if that's the case, and maybe that was the perception early on with some of these policymakers, is they somehow assumed that some of these critical areas would be addressed in those basic disciplines. But you're saying not so.
Well, you know, not at all. In fact, they were going to continue to pushing proficiency in other subjects, but it didn't come to be. And the reality is it shouldn't have been.
Mm-hmm.
When the states were handling standards, Virginia was one of the first, California among those, they demanded that students be able to address basic ideas and not so basic, some complex ideas about history. And school districts and people screamed and yelled. I remember in Massachusetts, the first year that they gave their MCAS test that was comprehensive in terms of all different subjects, many of the graduating or sort of older high school students failed. And the sky was falling. Well, it turns out it was good they failed because we could learn actually what they were missing.
Right,
but over time, they lowered the standards, they lowered the bar, and now everyone looks pretty darn good on their state standards, but national assessments, we know that's not the case. Internationally,
exactly.
It's even a bigger disaster.
Well, we are addressing some things that we could change that could make a critical difference. I mentioned releasing schools administrations to be innovative, creating appetite for charter schools. And you said you questioned limiting the choice to public schools. Why not offer a school choice tax credit and vouchers, which has been discussed? What other things would you do?
Well, I think we also have to look at higher ed, obviously. We have an enormous problem. We have huge debt issues, and the answer is not free college. I'm glad that lost. The answer is really helping open up people's minds and open up federal policy, frankly, to the ability for people to get a college education or higher ed in lots of different venues. I mean, again, you go back to digital learning. There are phenomenal online providers out there. There are schools, traditional schools, that are providing lots of different sort of blends of online and on ground. And our federal policy, in fact, our loan programs don't necessarily keep up with dynamics of higher ed. And so, again, going back to the federal government and state rules, we need to allow all kinds of organizations, for-profit, non-profit, individual schools to grow and not hamper their ability to serve students.
Well, the government getting involved in loan programs, I see that, and I saw it right out the gate as being problematic. And here we are. The government is in the loaning business. I mean, it's almost like what it did. It created another tier. Again, a focus away from the student. And,
well, they're not only in that business. What they're doing right now is they're dictating winners and losers. Mm-hmm. And so even if community colleges fail, they're okay to keep having students take out loans without any penalty. But if you happen to be a for-profit college of higher education, you have a higher bar to reach.
Mm-hmm.
This is America. It's a country that business investment and private investment allows new ideas to take hold. Most of us are holding a phone that was created by a for-profit venture. There's nothing wrong with that. And so we have a department that sadly has discriminated against companies, and it is affecting the output in higher education.
Well, Jeannie, what bothers me to get back on the cost of education, and I think that it's just gotten way out of hand here, is we're putting these young people in kind of a modern form of enslavement, laden with this debt. And, it's incredible, as you say, the way it's designed in dictating winners and losers. And you got these kids trying to choke down this debt coming out of college, and it's no wonder that a lot of them want to defer starting a family. They can't even afford to purchase a home. They come in and then they have their taxes taken out and say, well, wait a minute, I'm paying for Social Security, but I'm told I'm not going to realize any Social Security benefit here, so I'm helping out there. And then they want me to help out again in a national health care system that seems to be very one-sided.
That's right. And so we have to keep increasing the federal budget to take care of programs and policies that wouldn't necessarily work if you left it up to the market. And that's really where this comes down to it. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes to say it, but having a marketplace where individual people, students, parents, communities make decisions about how and when their kids are educated is crucial. It's crucial at every single level. And people will question, well, how can people make choices? One of the most important things that the nation can do, it can happen at the federal level in terms of just support and engagement, and it can happen at the state level, is we need 100% transparency. What makes people have a difficult time distinguishing between what works and doesn't is the fact that school districts in particular are not required to share how they spend money, what they do, and what the results are.
Well, Jeannie, I appreciate you coming on. One final question here real quick. We've got about 20 seconds left. I know it might need more time to explain, but there's a lot of misunderstanding about charter schools. What's the quick summary on charter schools?
Public schools, open by choice, accountable for results, able to do what they need to do to meet people's needs. They are 7,000 of them serving about 2.5 million kids. Phenomenal public education reform. We need more of them.
Jeannie Allen, founder, CEO of the Center for Education Reform. Jeannie, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Bye. If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to get involved in the conversation. Love to hear from you. You can drop me an email anytime. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. We're going to talk about a gaming gift guide from the pros. The latest gaming headset and accessory holiday gift ideas for the gamer in your family. Listen up here. We've got Hector Rodriguez, the owner and CEO of Optic Gaming, and McLean Marshall, Senior Director of Communications and Product Specialist at Turtle Beach. Now, before we get too deep into this, I'm going to give you some background here, because this is going to be necessary, especially if you're buying for a gamer, because it's almost like gamers are in their own world. My number two son is a gamer. And let me tell you, Hector and Mac, I'm going to need your help here, because I got to do something special, and I got to act like I'm buying something that you know, lets him know that his dad knows what he's talking about, or at least is somewhat connected with what he's doing, right?
Let me cut you off. I already have the answer to your question. I think Hector agrees with me. So they're just on the Elite Pro and the Elite Pro Tech. Yeah, it's the absolute best gaming headset money can buy. It's expensive. But if your son's a hardcore player,
yes,
there's nothing more comfortable with better quality audio out there.
Yeah, it's more of an investment than just a purchase, too.
I mean, really? Okay.
If your son is going to be gaming long hours, which is something that we do here at the Scuff House, is the competitive gaming house.
Yeah.
We do the Elite Pros, which have a cool memory gel foam on the ears, which are really cool. And then what's cool about it, it has the glasses, the prototype. We literally redesigned the gaming headset for the ground up for today's generation of hardcore and aspiring pro and pro players, right? There's nothing else out there like it. So like Hector was saying, it has cooling gel infused memory foam ear pads. So when you put it on, you feel this cool touch on your head. And then if you have somebody with glasses, or if they wear gaming glasses when they play, there's actually this thing called Prospex where we create like a channel in the ear pad so it doesn't press against your glasses when you're playing, which is like an absolute relief for anybody that wears glasses.
So he's gonna be blown away when Dad gets this for him. He's going, no way. How did you know about this, right?
He'll be super dad.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, I got to tell you, my producer just texted me, says he's a gamer too, so I may have to get a couple of elite sets. Now, is it all a package deal here? Now I'm getting into my own personal thing, and hopefully this is helping other people understand. In terms of getting the headset and everything, is this all a package and everything here?
Do you repeat the question of what exactly?
I'm saying that, you know, you said to get the elite headset, right? And you talked about glasses and everything. Is all this included in one preformed package? Because I'm probably going to have to get one for my producer as well, who just told me he's a gamer.
The glasses aren't included in this. Okay. But the headset does come with, everything you ever need. And then if you add on this thing we sell, it's called a mixed amp. We call it the tactical audio controller. And that, again, as a pro player, an aspiring pro, hardcore guy, like, this gives you absolute control over all of the audio coming from your game, including like the game audio, your chat audio levels, how you're communicating with other players, whether they're your teammates or other players that you're playing against. It really just gives you absolute complete control. It gives you surround sound and noise cancellation.
And it allows you to plug in your iPhone and listen to music if you're that type of gamer.
If you can multitask and handle it all, you guys got it all set up for them, right?
Yeah, hey, listen,
in this day and age, every single kid that has an iPad can multitask better than anyone has in the past.
And then, awesome. Another thing I'll throw out there too is if you're looking to get into any of the virtual reality stuff, you know, Sony just launched the PlayStation VR, and we actually have the only gaming headset that's designed to work with VR devices, including PlayStation VR.
Wow. Well, you know, let's go back. We jumped into this really quick, and I'll blame my son for it. And I appreciate the tip. So now I got that covered here. I can, you know, check this off the list here. But, let's talk about the gaming platform that you guys prefer. Which is the best one to get?
I don't know if it's the best one, but right now we prefer, or everybody here at the house, and again, this is a gaming house where the theme optic piece out of, we prefer the PlayStation 4. Right now. Yeah, and then on my end, I have, you know, a lot of that, multiple systems. And a lot of times it depends. Like, sometimes you have platform exclusive games. Like, there's a game that's only, you can only play on PlayStation, there's a game you can only play on Xbox. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, when you look at what's coming out for holiday season, if there's something that kind of says, oh, hey, this game is only going to be on PlayStation, then you're going to want to go with that system. For me personally, I tend to play most on PlayStation, but then I use the Xbox downstairs for a handful of others.
Well, this is the thing about gamers, is it's not just, you know, one platform. They may go back and forth between, you know, one or two others, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, Mac, what kind of games do they play most?
Well, it all depends. I mean, there's really nothing that you can identify. I mean, just like anything else, as a high school kid, I used to play basketball. I also used to play baseball, and I also used to play soccer. So, you know, it varies, right? There's a game that you're really seriously involved in, and that's your passion. But then you have your side games that you also enjoy. Your guilty pleasures that you're doing a pastime.
Well, I guess it just depends on the level. If you come in and this is, you know, you're just getting introduced to gaming, then there's a certain level that you get into and then, advance from there, right, Hector?
Right. That's right. Yeah, I think it's also important too, you know, especially if you're looking at like younger kid gamers, like, you know, make sure you read, you know, the age warning on the games, and make sure you're, you know, buying games that are appropriate for, you know, a kid, you know. Whereas if you're going to be playing Call of Duty, there's going to be explosions and all sorts of other stuff happening. You want to make sure that kid knows that it is a game and that's, you know, that's not real life.
Yeah. Right, exactly. What do you recommend, Mac, for gaming accessories? How do you approach this? I mean, we touched a little bit on the headsets, but in terms of an overall, understanding of the gaming accessories, how do we go about those?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're gonna get your console, your system, and it's gonna come with your controller. And then, you know, if you're comfortable with the controllers that the console comes with, you can just go with that. If you want to switch up to something that's a little bit better quality, sometimes they have different shapes, different grips, different positions, you know, different heights on the thumbstick. You can switch to, you know, a stuff controller. You can switch to, you know, we'll also have like a Control Freak makes adapters for certain controllers. So. And then when you get into the headset side of things, you know, my advice on a headset is, like I said, find the one that suits your needs in terms of your price point, in terms of the features and functionality that you want to get out of it. But at the end of the day, just make sure it's comfortable, right? Just make sure the headset, like, you almost want to have the headset feel invisible but function, you know, with amazing audio.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you have to identify how long your significant other is going to, you know, somebody spending in front of the monitor, right?
Right.
So,
right.
If it's a casual, then you get the lighter, you know, headset that's maybe under $100. And if you have, as you mentioned, your number two son, which I sense the hint of my favorite son in that. then you'll know if he's a little bit more serious, then you get, you know, go all out and you get him the tactical advantage with the BD Leaf Pro.
Yeah. And another thing to throw out there too, you know, live streaming has become a really big growing thing with the gaming community as well. So people are, you know, they're creating content where they're walk, you know, giving you a walkthrough of a game level, or they're giving you a tutorial, or they're just basically letting their friends and fans watch like an amazing session on YouTube, on Twitch, whatever the case is. So we actually have a little live streaming mic now. It's the first one that works with Xbox, and it's just plug and play. You just plug it right in, it works, and it also works on PlayStation, PC, and Mac too. So if you have somebody in that household who's a gamer and also like a live streamer who's creating content to share with friends, and that's another option. You want to look at a really good microphone for them to kind of have to do that.
Well, Hector, we got about a minute left here. Real quick, any other gaming gifting ideas you can share?
Yeah, you know what? At the end of the day, is again identifying the sort of gamer that lives in your household, you know, and then just doing a little bit of research when it comes to audio and peripherals for your son or daughter who's a gamer. The seriousness and how committed they are, if they're as passionate about gaming as they are about their you know, after school sport, then you get a little bit more serious, and then you try to get them the best. You wouldn't, you know, if your son is super passionate about baseball, you're not going to go out and just get them any old, you know, bat, right? You're going to go and get them the best one.
Yeah, Hector said something earlier where,
exactly.
You know, if you're going to get a headset that's a little bit more pricey, try not to think of it as just kind of like, you know, a throwaway, right? It's
right.
Kind of an
exactly.
Investment over time.
Well, guys, we're out of time. Mac, real quick, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, hey, more information, you can be found at www.turtlebeach.com.
Hector Rodriguez, owner, CEO of Optic Gaming, McLean Marshall, Mac, Senior Director of Communications and Product Specialist at Turtle Beach. Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's where you can get us fresh every day. Not only that, but some 280-plus affiliates across the United States and shortwave as well. We're just trying to be everywhere as we can as we continue to faithfully pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. This incredible story I've got to share with you now, you may remember the heartbreaking national news story right after Christmas of 2012, December the 29th, a Dallas pastor's wife shot herself to death in the parking lot of a gun shop where she had bought a pistol only moments earlier. Pete and Harriet Dyson were enjoying a full life as grandparents and partners in ministry when deep depression spiraled Harriet into a darkness that caused her to take her own life, suddenly thrust into unimaginable grief as you can only possibly begin to imagine. Pete, a Presbyterian minister, turned to his roots as a student and educator in an attempt to make sense of it all. And I'm sure he also spent many, many a time with his Lord and his God asking the question that comes to mind right away is why. Pete Dyson is continues to be a pastor, a teacher, and president of Park City's Presbyterian Church Foundation. He has served as a pastor in the Presbyterian Church of America since 1978, was on the national team directing the campus ministry of CRU, now serves as associate pastor of Park City's Presbyterian Church in Dallas, Texas. Pete Dyson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, your story is an incredible story and touching one. You know, suicides are part of life. I mean, you look at the statistics each year, almost 35,000 people die by suicide on an average of 94 completed suicides every day. We have veterans, you know, about 20 a day that are committing suicide. I mean, it's down to a point, even with the attempted suicides that take place, almost 865,000 a year, something like every 38 seconds a person attempts suicide. This is, you know, this is part of the everyday experience here in America today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I had to do a lot of thinking and about suicide and, you know, realize that there are different kinds of suicide. But the first thing I want to say is suicide is never an option as far as God is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, that if a person could find the right help, many of the suicides could be prevented. Most people think they're so totally alone and no one can understand them that, you know, they end up being so isolated and they get so caught up in their pain that they can't see a way out.
Pete, what I've heard from families is that what happens, in a sense, is that the person becomes so isolated that they resist any kind of familial contact, or there's no go-to person. I mean, it's like as if they dig a deep hole for themselves and just go deeper and deeper. And it's difficult, you know, for the survivors, and, you know, like yourself and families that, you know, are the effect of the aftermath. And saying, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, what if I'd have prayed hard enough, if I'd have fasted, or whatever. I mean, there's many, many more questions than answers.
True. And, you know, every person's circumstances is unique. I mean, the outcome is the same. But, you know, an overarching principle is, which is not original with me, but if someone I said that, you know, suicide is a temporary, is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that if what people can realize that there are others going through what you're going through, and if you would simply open yourself up to discussion about it, there is a way out. Because God has always promised there's a way out of every temptation.
Exactly. Well, you know, these words that you share, and I've heard them before, are encouraging. And of course, when you're not dealing, you know, when I, you know, step outside of the person who is actually dealing with the depression and spiraling like your wife Harriet endured, you know, you're looking for something. You know, what can you connect? How can you reason? I mean, reasonable people can get this, and we say, okay, all right, this is a temporary issue, and I'm going to make a you know, a final decision, a big decision here to go through with this. But you know, when somebody is gripped by depression to the level that takes them, you know, to want to, you know, in some cases attempt suicide. I mean, these numbers, I mean, that are measured in seconds, people attempting suicide. It's like, you know, and you know, what is the answer here, Pete? Is there an answer?
Well, I think there are two answers or two things I'd like to say. One has to do with recognizing the difference between circumstantial depression and then a clinical depression.
Mm-hmm.
And clinical depression has to do with where there is a genetic history, you know, in the family, of depression in parents and grandparents and so forth, and something biologically has been passed down.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my wife was, and that her father had suffered from some depression. His mother had suffered from depression. And in one family, one person might have it, and then another sibling doesn't.
Right.
And so that kind of depression is one that really needs medical help. It needs, you know, physician help. And my wife had one real bad spiral right after we got married, and we got her good medical help and good counseling. And for the next really almost 40 years or so, she really weathered life just normally like anybody else because mm-hmm. it was working.
Mm-hmm.
And her final spiral came really within about 2 months. It started very slowly and then rapidly went down as she began to complain to me that the medication she was helping were taking weren't helping her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like doctors say that, you know, some medications can have a shelf life.
Right.
And so she was starting a new medication, which they say, takes a month to 6 weeks before you begin to truly feel its effects.
Yes.
And she just didn't quite get there. She got to close to a month, and, you know, the bottom fell out for her in that. But let me step back to circumstantial suicide, where, you know, life begins to look bleak, financial problems, shame of something that's been done, loss of someone else or what have you, and people begin to spiral into that. This is where the church can offer incredible help by helping people get into things like a small group where struggles can be talked about with openness and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people who have greater health can begin to notice that there are things in this person that you know, that needs more discussion. But when it can be talked about in advance, then you can begin to give people a place of hope that something can be done, and it keeps them from becoming isolated. It's the isolation that truly becomes deadly.
Right. And it takes a mature group and leader to be able to process this. You know, a lot of people say, well, the church is the answer, and some have found that it's not. And quite often, what I've discovered in those cases is because the leader of that particular group was ill-equipped, it takes a really special heart and leader and other people within that group, you know, to grab a hold of the gospel message and to really allow God to come in and minister. Well, I'll tell you, in those particular dynamics, it is powerful and refreshing. And I think that is the goal, you know, for people who are in small groups that address, you know, that sometimes come in contact with this issue. Sometimes people are ill-equipped, and it's okay for the group leader to say, look, I can't handle this. And, you know, go up the chain, take it to the senior pastor if that's where it needs to go to, and, redirect so this person gets the kind of help that they need. Because it takes a lot of wisdom when somebody comes up and opens up like this, and they're dealing with, you know, some really dark things in their lives, not everybody can handle. Because, you know, what I found in small groups, Pete, is that you run the full gamut. You get levels of, you know, mature Christians, and then you get new Christians involved in that group. And, you know, what are they going to think when somebody is, unless really the grace of God is prevailing there, how do they deal with this?
True, and I think this is something that churches need to recognize, that with the increase of suicide, what it's saying in our society is that before a person moves into that kind of thinking, they are already beginning to lose a real hope of what the gospel offers,
right?
And seeing real life in others where they have changed, and, you know, hearing stories of rescue. And so pastors need to recognize this, and small group leaders need to be, most likely on an annual basis, given some instruction of how do you notice these kinds of things.
Exactly. Especially with the increase, as you say. Pete Dyson, I apologize, we're out of time. I do, you know, again, Lord bless you. Thank you for being so open and vulnerable, and for your new book, Visits from Heaven.
It has just begun. And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
ProPure.